For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. You might think that the gap between the far left and the far right in American politics is getting larger, but MSU College of Law professor Frank Ravitch thinks there are ways these opposing forces could work together. He explores these ideas in a new book called Freedom's Edge: Religious Freedom, Sexual Freedom, and the Future of America. Ravitch tells me that both social progressives and religious conservatives could give a little ground without compromising their core values.
When you look at questions about same-sex marriage, reproductive freedom, religious freedom, there really are some commonalities there. And my goal was to start from the commonalities, from the elements in which these ideas, these freedoms, reflect autonomy, what it means to be a human being. And in many cases, there's no conflict. And then from that baseline, we can work towards the areas where there actually is conflict and try to be more productive in addressing those areas. And sometimes one side or the other might have to give a bit, but I think building the bridges, you have to have some common ground to start with.
Well, let's take one idea from both sides of the spectrum and get your impression on where there might be commonality that we don't typically think of. Let's start with the religious freedom side of this equation. What's an example that you could cite?
Most religious freedom claims have no impact at all on any sort of sexual freedom. They're about Native Americans who have been denied the right to chew peyote. They're about Jews or Muslims or Seventh-day Adventists who might be denied the ability to take a day off that they need from school or not have a test on those days due to holidays or important things like that. They deal with people who have to make central choices in their lives that go to the core of their faith, but which have no impact whatsoever on anybody else's freedom. And that's the bulk of religious freedom claims. And there, what it really is, it's a right that frequently benefits religious minorities, but sometimes members of the majority as well. And it's got a common element of being able to be who you are without government interference, which is very much what sexual freedom is about as well.
So from the other side of the spectrum, could you again give us an example or two of areas that they're concerned with where the other side could perhaps give a little?
Yeah, I think there, in terms of same-sex marriage, the reality is that, first of all, for most religions, same-sex marriage is not an issue. But of course, for a couple of the larger ones in the United States, it obviously is an issue. But there were all these calls. You heard after the Obergefell, the same-sex marriage decision, that, you know, churches are going to be required to perform these, clergy are going to be required. That's simply not true as a matter of law. In fact, it's actually would violate so many elements of the law and the Constitution, something called the ecclesiastical abstention doctrine. It's a very important doctrine that keeps the government out of religious entities' business. And so I think there, the right to same-sex marriage doesn't really have to have direct impact on religious entities qua religious entities. They can still make the decisions that they want to make.
MSU College of Law professor Frank Ravitch is the author of Freedom's Edge: Religious Freedom, Sexual Freedom, and the Future of America. Frank Ravitch, thank you.
Thank you.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.